From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Major developments in the U.S. presidential contest. It was a big day in the race for the White House, with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump winning in South Carolina and Democrat Hillary Clinton coming out on top in Nevada. The former U.S. Secretary of State beat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52-48%. Here's VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Hillary Clinton had an important win in Nevada. Bernie Sanders was closing the gap in recent days. Bernie Sanders did demonstrate some ability to appeal to Hispanic voters. That's important moving forward. But Clinton was able to hold the line. That could be very important because now she is positioned to do well in the upcoming Democratic primary in South Carolina in a week's time, and also in several of the southern states coming up in Super Tuesday contests where African-American voters will play a very important role.
For the Republicans, Donald Trump won the South Carolina primary, followed by Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz in a virtual tie for second place. Republican Jeb Bush suspended his campaign. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today the path to peace in Syria is actually right in front of us now. Just hours earlier, scores of people were killed by twin explosions in a Syrian town. A human rights monitor says the death toll from double blasts in homes killed 46 people, with dozens more wounded. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the explosion struck the Al-Zahra neighborhood, and most of those killed appeared to be civilians. The observatory said the blasts were among the largest to hit the neighborhood in the five-year-old civil war. Coming to you from Washington, this is VOA News. At least five people have been killed in a powerful cyclone that struck Fiji Saturday. Authorities have begun deploying storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to assess the damage from Cyclone Winston, a Category 5 storm, the strongest tropical cyclone ever to make landfall in Fiji. Among those offering help is Australia's Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop.
I have been in touch with my counterpart, Foreign Minister Enoki Kubibola, and I have offered Australia's support, and we have in place pre-positioned supplies in Suva that are available.
Scores of residents have sought shelter in evacuation centres set up across Fiji. British Prime Minister David Cameron has launched a four-month campaign to convince voters to continue Britain's membership in the European Union. On Saturday, he announced voters can decide in a referendum on June 23rd whether Britain stays in the EU. Cameron's push to remain in the 28-member bloc comes after EU members agreed on a package of concessions to Britain, which Cameron called special status.
But our special status also means we're out of those parts of Europe that do not work for us. So we will never join the euro. We will never be part of eurozone bailouts. Never be part of the passport-free, no-borders area, or a European army, or an EU superstate.
Britain also has guarantees that it will not be penalized for continuing to use the pound sterling as its currency instead of switching to the euro. Voters in Niger are going to the polls today to elect a new parliament and decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running against 14 candidates. The incumbent is promising to crush Islamist militants. He has had one of his opponents jailed, Hama Amadou, on charges related to a baby trafficking ring. President Issoufou told the French news agency he is absolutely sure he will win the election and predicted a runoff would not be needed. Niger is one of the world's poorest nations. Bolivia is holding a referendum today to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. Voters were evenly split on the issue until recently. Now, however, a growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of the country's first indigenous president after it was revealed the company a former girlfriend of Morales works for has won lucrative contracts. It was also revealed that the girlfriend and Morales had a baby in 2007 who died under unexplained circumstances. Morales says the charges are dirty tactics designed to divert attention from his achievements in cutting Bolivia's extreme poverty and empowering the country's indigenous majority during a decade in office. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.